Naturally, you ran into a barrel load of personalities, mm-hmm. racism, mm-hmm. Bullies, and all kinds of stuff.
Was that kind of the same level when you're at sea as when you're at land, or was it different?
No, well, it's more because you're closed in. You're closed in, so it's more, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And it wasn't out. It was there. It was, you know. And it came a lot from the officers. Boy, they were full of crap. Jesus. And you had some that they were really, really good. Mm-hmm. They were really cool. But you had some officers that were out and out right miserable bastards. I ended up smacking one in the mouth.
Oh, yeah?
With a pipe. I got fired. We was in Bosnia, 96, around 96. I just had enough of this guy. This guy was too much.
An officer?
Yeah, he was a real fart.
Yeah.
He was a cargo officer. Everything was running fine, you know? He had us up in front of the captain one time. And I was very outspoken.
Uh-huh.
I told him, I'm captain. We never had no problems before. All of a sudden, this asshole comes over here, and all of a sudden, we're no good.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? Where's the loyalty from you? I mean, you got our loyalty. Where's the loyalty from you? He took the side of the officer, and there was an incident where I was on a tanker called the Grumman, and the hoses were flat, but there was the last one coming down was full of fuel,
mm-hmm.
and they hadn't sucked it out yet. So we're messing around, you know, trying to get things straight, and we took the flange off the cap, and all this fuel came from overhead, and I didn't have my goggles on because nobody was expecting that,
right.
So I got some in my eyes. So he wrote me up right away, you know, and the captain took his side, and I said, hey, okay, fine, you know.
For not having goggles on?
For not having the goggles on. But nobody had goggles
on. Yeah, right.
The guy that was with me happened to have his regular glasses. That's why he didn't get, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just me and him. And nobody had goggles on for that, you know. So naturally, they pulled a technicality, and I said, okay, later. Later on during the day, naturally, I called him an asshole. And later on during the day, he... You know, he kind of pointed his finger in my face, and I happened to have a pipe in my hand. So I let him have it right in the face. I smacked the shit out of him. If anybody deserved it, it was him. You know, I got fired, naturally.
Okay, yeah.
And then I got reinstated. But I didn't go back because they were going to send me to the West Coast. I was having problems with my wife. She was taking me to the cleaners. So I had a lot on my mind. So I thought, hell with it, I'm not doing this no more.
So you were reinstated with the same company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They reinstated me about 2 months later, you know.
Oh, okay.
And they had those incidents happen before, you know, but not like I really messed him up.
Maybe not with a pipe there. Right?
Yeah, not with a
that's
pipe.
A little...
I smacked the shit out of him. But you want his name? I'll tell you his name.
It's up to you.
His name was Calavaris. He was a miserable dog.
It's on the record now.
Yeah, on the record. And I never felt sorry for it. I lost a career, you know. And life goes on. You know.